Behind him lay the gray Azores. Behind the gates of Hercules. Before him, not the ghost of Shaw. Before him, only shoreless sea. The good mate said, now must we pray. For lo, the very stars are gone. Brave admiral, speak, what shall I say? Why, say, sail on, sail on, and on. My men grow mutinous. Day by day, my men grow ghastly, wan, and weak. The stout mate thought of home. A spray of salt waves washed his swarthy cheeks. What shall I say, brave admiral? Say, if we sight not but seas at dawn. Why, you shall say at break of day, sail on, sail on, sail on, and on. They sail and sail as winds might blow, until at last the blanched mate said, why now, not even God would know should I and all my men fall dead. These very winds forget their way, for God from these dread seas is gone. Now speak, brave admiral, speak and say. He said, sail on, and on. They sail, then spake the mate. This mad sea shows his teeth tonight. He curls his lips. He lies in wait with lifted teeth as if to bite. Brave admiral, say but one good word. What shall we do when hope is gone? The word leaps like a leaping sword. Sail on, sail on, sail on, and on. Then pale and wan, he kept his deck and peered through darkness. Ah, that night of all dark nights. And then a speck, a light, a light, a light, a light. It grew, a scarlet flag unfurled. It grew to be time's first of dawn. He gained a world. He gave that world its grandest lesson. On a